Chris Cook. Go Riley go. What a great performance to win like he did today.
Absolutely tremendous. Really pleased with him.
Now you've had a lot of issues with the horse. Tell us about the kick behind the barriers that's given you and the horse a lot of grief.
He was kicked behind the barriers on his first start. He ran third that day, but when he came home he was very sore up behind his last rib. And we think that when he was kicked, that one foot caught the bottom of the rib and dislodged the attachment. And it has slipped out a couple of times, or at least as near as we can say it slipped out. I don't think ribs do anything like slipping out, but it has caused us continuing grief.
Okay. Is that in the settling up process and the stretching out process and the horse's action and things?
It's more in his action. He's just not comfortable. The riders can feel it quite noticeably. They'll come back and say, and we get a chiropractor in and he manipulates him, and then he's magic next time. It happens again. But we've been free of it now for a couple of months. We've been sort of treating him for it, and it looks like it might be working.
Well, he's a classy animal when he's all right.
When he's right, he's very classy, yes. Yeah. When he took his first win, we thought, wow, this is going to be some special horse. But the next start, we'd gone back to having the rib problem again. He slipped as he jumped in that race, and we think that probably caused us more grief.
Okay, well, the progression now, you'll obviously keep him up. Look for races. I mentioned David Perez, the rider, actually said when he was unsaddling that he probably wasn't as comfortable on the heavier part of the track as he was when it got better from the 600 on the inside.
That's right. We had doubts today how well he would handle the track. I said that to you the other day, because in the trial, David came back and said, oh, I wasn't very comfortable. I'm not real happy about this. And today he said the same thing. There's a lot of improvement in the horse. He wasn't at his best today. He just was not that comfortable on the track. So I think we'll just take it very steadily.
Have you pegged out his next start or looked at that?
Not at all. I'll have a look at how he's pulled up. We'll have a look at his back, see how he feels. And go from there.
All right, well done, Chris.
Thanks very much, Pete.